All right, we will move on to 22. We'll have an update from Chad Switzer with e-tagging.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling, Chad Switzer, Wildlife Deputy Director with Game Fish and Parks. Want to thank you for having this on your agenda. Just want to give you an info item related to e-tagging and some of the updates we've made on this project over the last year or so. Now into year four of Go Outdoors South Dakota. We feel functionality is working quite well. We continue to work on improvements and look for ways to make enhancements not only within the current system, but things that we can bring into that system to enhance the deliverability of things we have for our customers and for our customers' experience. In addition to the system handling, like you know, campground, campsite reservations, park entrance licenses, over-the-counter licenses. We have applications and drawings for numerous limited licenses. We've also recently integrated the events manager component of the system for members of the public that want to participate within educational programs within our state parks, within our great outdoor campuses like the one Kip just discussed. Those members of the public can go in and view what is available within our educational program that the staff deliver. They can sign up for those events. Here soon, if not already, those Hunt Safe classes will be made available through the events manager component of Go Outdoors and sign up for the delivery and participants to take those classes. And Nick just talked about yesterday the sale of the habitat decals. That's another functionality we put into Go Outdoors to sell those decals for the fundraising efforts for those decals and the conservation plates. One of the final functionalities of Go Outdoors South Dakota would be to implement an e-tag license system. We discussed this with some of you last summer. I believe we had a petition for mandatory reporting. I know Director Kirschman spoke to you about that and some of the work we have going on behind the scenes right now regarding e-tagging. So what is e-tagging? So e-tagging is an electronic tagging system for wildlife departments to issue licenses for harvest reporting, for tagging, and obviously for the transportation of those harvested animals. Lots of benefits we've identified with an e-tag system, obviously, is a convenience for our hunters. There's convenience and cost savings for the department if you look at not having to print out thousands of licenses, the envelopes, the mailing of those. We deal with a lot of customers, for whatever reason, with lost licenses within the mail system. Efficient online reporting process, kind of having some of that real-time harvest data as things come in from our hunters. Those are huge benefits, not only for the hunters to participate with wildlife management and reporting their harvest, but for our biologists to have that harvest information in a very timely manner, allow our staff to have much more in-depth discussions with much more time to go through that harvest information and work on recommendations to bring to you as a commission for future hunting seasons. Let me get back to my notes here. So a majority of the states across the country, I would estimate probably two-thirds of the states have some type of e-tagging system, and there's obviously variations amongst the states regarding that. There's just numerous types. So we're not reinventing the wheel here. We've had the pleasure of letting some other states kind of dive into this. Some of them have been implementing some type of e-tag system for maybe up to 8 or 10 years. So there's a lot of information out there. We've worked closely with our licensing vendor, Brandt. They work with many states. We communicate with a lot of other states, and we've taken a lot of good notes and trying to put together a system we feel would be best suited for South Dakota. Want to talk about, we've had an internal work group meeting or a work group that has met since I believe January of 2024. We meet nearly weekly, have a good variety of staff associated with that system. from our licensing staff to some of our big game staff that are here. Nick Harrington with communications is on there. Sam and Brandon with law enforcement staff, regional staff. We have front support staff in our GIS database. We want to make sure we consider as much as we can. There's a lot of moving parts within a licensing system, and then moving to some type of e-tag system. We want to make sure we're taking everything we can identify into consideration. We've had numerous meetings just starting here within the last couple months. We call them requirements meetings with Brandt, with our vendor, to kind of lay out what we envision this system to look like from a South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks perspective, and they are now working on that behind the scenes. Actually, we will have some internal testing that will begin here about the third week of April and run through June. We will be testing a fall turkey season with the goal of implementing this system for the fall turkey season of 2025. This will be obviously a rigorous a use, review, and documentation of improvements that we identify for the mobile app. We will be testing everything from the very beginning with the internal staff. I'm hoping we can solicit 100 plus staff to help us do this testing. We want to start from everything from actually applying for the license, to conducting the limited draw, the issuance of those e-tags through the mobile app system. We want to test the e-notching process, the reporting of harvest, and the issuance of that confirmation number that hunters will be required to place on some type of material, like we currently require a tagging requirement for the transportation of harvested big game animals and other species that require tagging. So we'll be working on that here this late spring, early summer. Again, our goal is to implement, if we're ready to go, if we're ready to hit the green light and implement this, we want to kind of phase into this slowly, the crawl, walk, run scenario with the fall turkey season. If things look like it's working very well, we would likely maybe implement for the 2026 mountain lion hunting season if we're ready to go. Just kind of bringing this to you here today, we will be bringing a rule package to you at your April commission meeting with recommendations for you to adopt as a proposal and to finalize in May. It's a pretty light package. We just need to identify a definition for e-tagging within a rule and some slight modifications to some of our existing transportation rules and requirements. So yeah, I guess that's just, I want to kind of put this information in front of you folks as a commission body and for the public that follow us. We'll bring that package to you in April. We will start our testing in April, and if things move forward successfully, I would envision us coming back to you sometime later this summer to give you a demo of what the e-tagging system would look like and the functionality and everything involved with that. So, Madam Chair, that's my update, and I'll answer any questions you have.
Questions?
Madam Chair.
Yes, Commissioner White.
Thank you, Commissioner White here. I think this is fantastic. I think what you're doing, sportsmen across the state or whatever is involved in our game, fish, and parks process are aggressive with knowledge to do of the future, and I've been getting a lot of questions regarding the e-tagging. I think it has all kinds of merit, but I was wondering, a lot of times we get an opportunity to visit with the public or whatever the case would be. The general concepts that you just talked about are exactly what maybe we could possibly use as, not to get into the nuts and bolts of it, but the general concept of why we're considering it, if we could get some kind of material format that we can feel comfortable that we're visiting with rather than getting misinformation. Maybe we can get that out to the commissioners so as we get these questions, it would probably satisfy these folks to the point where, well, it's all of a sudden it's not going to be a knee-jerk reaction here. So I really appreciate what you're doing. I think it's the right thing to do. We just want to make sure that our people are comfortable with it as we move into it.
Through the chair. Commissioner White, absolutely. We have that information. That's probably something we kind of missed a boat on. We need to get that information to you folks so you can have those conversations with the members of the public that, contact you. So we'll get that to you.
Additional questions? Secretary Roebling.
Oh, thank you, Madam Chair. Just real quick, Jack, can you explain to the commission how they can get involved and how they can help test this opportunity as well, please?
Yeah, through the chair. Commissioner Roebling, yeah, we will have to have some additional discussions with Brandt. Obviously, we're going to be using some of our internal staff to assist with, testing. Secretary Roebling, we'll have to, I don't know how to answer that right now. I think there will be some opportunities for some of that at some level, but if we can do that, that would be awesome. If they can be a part of the process to help build this, to make and provide suggestions for improvements, that would be great to have that if we can do it. So,
very good. Additional questions? Commissioner Locken.
Commissioner Locken here. You used the term e-notch. Is that the final thing where you've used the tag up, or what exactly does that mean?
Yeah, through the chair. Commissioner Locken and others, so e-notching would be it would be the first step, I think, in after you harvest an animal. You would go through your mobile app on your phone. You would find that respective tag for that harvested animal, and you would essentially click on that to essentially notch that license. And with that e-notching, you would then obtain your six-digit confirmation number that you would then write on a piece of paper or other material. And we're looking at some material that we can produce at a relatively inexpensive cost for the department, make those, we're kind of looking at like some wristband material or some other type of material that could be available at gas stations that are serve as our license agents, have those available in our office. Commissioner Locken, you could pick up 20 of these and keep them in your glove compartment or whatnot, and have those in your backpack or whatnot. And yeah, so there's some steps, and we'll go through that when we hopefully get to a spot where we can present that to you.
Mm-hmm. Additional questions, comments, Commissioner Teal.
Thanks, Chad. Real quick, just to clarify, did you say that the department's going to do the internal testing this spring and then roll it out to the public for testing on the fall turkey season? Or did I misunderstand that?
Through the chair. Commissioner Teal, yeah, we will be doing internal testing, and if there's an opportunity to get some members of the public or you as commissioners want to help do that, we'll certainly try to make that an opportunity. If we feel we are successful and we have a system that is ready for implementation, we would go live with that for the fall turkey season in 2025. We would implement it.
Mm-hmm. And then you also mentioned rolling it out to mountain lion hunting in 26. Would that be kind of the first hard launch?
The first hard launch would be the fall turkey season.
Okay.
And if that looks like it's going the way we anticipate or expect it to, we would then consider the upcoming mountain lion season.
Awesome. Yes. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Real quick, so once we get through the testing, the department's been able to work through and tweak anything that needs to be tweaked, is the end game to have mandatory e-tagging for all hunting in our state?
Madam Chair, yes, that is our goal. We kind of wanted to start with some of these more smaller seasons. You know, fall turkey is relatively fall or relatively small season, but it is large enough that we think we can learn a lot from it and maybe get some buy-in and support from hunters. The mountain lion hunting season already does have a mandatory reporting, so that's kind of a really nice season to test and implement. And it may be 2 or 3 years before we're going fully operational on all of our seasons, but that is our goal.
Additional questions? Very good. Thank you for the information
and
the update.